I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, it's the end of an era in Dallas.
Yeah. I think we all saw that coming. Like, you know.
It only took 10 months. Yeah. Maybe 9.
Well, they thought when the Cooper Flag thing happened, there was some belief that maybe he manages to to stave that off. No.
He did not. No. Because Cooper Flag is playing out of position, mm-hmm. and they're like one of the worst teams in the NBA.
And Anthony Davis is not playing again.
He's
Meanwhile,
hurt.
Luka's over there dropping 30 burgers.
And
every
Kyrie's
other...
hurt.
Uh-huh.
So they just, it could not have gone any worse for Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, and he today was turfed.
Dude, they were playing the other night, and they were shooting free throws to tie or win the game at the end. The crowd was quiet. Their guy was at the line. And all you could hear from the crowd was fire Nico.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shooting free throws to try to win a game, and you got fire Nico.
And he was in the stands.
Yes, and you got the owner sitting next to a kid wearing a Luka Doncic jersey having a conversation with him. You're like, my God. Like, they have not let this go. I'm sure in some ways Nico thought, you know, when we draft Cooper Flag, all right, this will blow over, right? Like, I'll be proven right. And people will eventually move on. We all move on from things. The Dallas fans never let this go. And this is my thing, like with the Scott Barnes, like, you know, when fans are not going to stop, there's always this idea that time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't. Sometimes fans are like elephants and they will keep picking at a scab until it comes off. And at least in Dallas now, the scab's off and you can try to move forward from this.
That's true. Because when you're right, like I was reading a thing today that were saying that the home games, there were players on the team, people in the organization who were saying home games are harder than road games.
Yes,
because
just
fans
us.
Are just all over Nico. So it's sort of just had to make the move,
rip
the Band-Aid, get out of there, and start again. They got lucky to get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first thing. And I know it's not working out yet with Cooper Flagg, but he'll be fine. Yeah. He's, you know, what are they, 8 games in, for heaven's sake?
Something like that.
Not only that, Davis is hurt, Kyrie's hurt, but it's just a confluence of circumstances where Nico, you know, when he last year after the deal and he got all this heat, he was like, look, come back next year. I'm telling you, we're going to be good. And then he gets Cooper Flagg. And then you're thinking, okay, well, AD, Kyrie, Cooper Flagg, you know, but it just hasn't been that way. And like you said, then on top of that, the fans just, they just won't let it go. So they had to make a move. Now, the statement from the guy, Patrick Dumont, who is the owner, wasn't very inspiring. I don't know what it says about the owner that he fired him now. Like, I mean, in what world did anyone think you can trade Luka and then still be in a title window? But yet, somehow, Nico Harrison...
He's convinced of it.
Convinced Patrick Dumont of that. Like, this makes ownership look really bad.
I am convinced that this will be one of those conspiracy theories that will never die. They're just...
Something else going on?
In a world where Mikal Bridges gets 5 picks, Rudy Gobert got all of that when he ended up going to Minnesota. And you get an older, more injury-prone, lesser player, not by much. Anthony Davis is really good. And one pick for Luka Doncic, who had just had you in the NBA Finals. Like, the fact that that went down, and no one really gave a reason why other than they just, like, they thought he was fat. Like, and then Anthony Davis, I guess, came into camp this year, like, 15 pounds overweight. Like, what? It just.
Wasn't it the booze, too?
Yeah, that he had a drinky poo. But you had tried to, like, run away everyone out of the organization that he was close with. It just.
Not that he had a drinky poo. He had a drinking problem,
well, he
according
just, yeah,
to him.
He liked his beer.
But he still got him to the finals.
Still got him to the finals.
So I don't know what that, you know.
So I don't know. They're just, you can't convince me that in a world where you look at what other players go for, that there just wasn't something there. And it probably isn't. You know, that's probably just one of those things that I just have a hard time wrapping my head around. But the moment that happened, you just signed your own death warrant. There's no way you're coming back from that. And Nico, by the way, did a decent job there in Dallas. Again, he put together a team that went to the NBA Finals, and he's made some nice moves. You just, sometimes there's just something that defines you. And I honestly don't know if he'll ever get another job. Certainly not a head one. Imagine the Blazers blowing out Joe Cronin, right? Tom Dundon comes in. They blow out Cronin, and you're like, hey, we're going to start fresh. How would Portland fans respond to, and by the way, the new general manager of your Portland Trailblazers, Nico Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, like that will follow him. That will follow him for a long time. I'm sure he'll get a job in the league and he'll be an assistant somewhere, you know, working alongside a GM. But I just don't know what fan base. He's going to have to go to a place like Charlotte where no one like pays attention. You couldn't go to like an NBA like big market where the fans care and hire this guy and have everyone be like, cool, man. It feels great.
Yeah, I'd sign up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know that about me.
Yeah.
Very sensible, level-headed Midwestern boy.
Yeah.
However, on this one, I could be easily convinced something else was up.
Something else, right?
Something's up.
Something between.
Maybe the NBA gave him a bag.
Well, and there's.
To trade him to the Lakers.
And there's that theory that the owners were trying to, you know, to finagle behind the scenes that all they cared about was getting a casino built. And, you know, they were trying to, you know, to make the team worse in order to drive down, you know, ticket sales and threaten to leave. I don't know exactly what, but it just, one doesn't make sense with the other. Not when you had someone point out that Desmond Bane got 5 picks. He's like arguably one of the best young players to come along in the NBA in like 25 years, and you got a broken down Anthony Davis. It just doesn't make any sense.
So here's Patrick Dumont, and this guy's an idiot, by the way. Here's what he said. He's the owner. Dear Mavs family, on May 30, 2024, the Mavericks won the Western Conference Championship. We came up short in the finals, but we all agreed our future was bright. As fans of this franchise, you have every right to demand a commitment to success from us. No one associated with the Mavericks organization is happy with the start of what we all believed would be a promising season. By the way, he skipped right over the Luka trade.
Yeah. This is
from the finals to, hey, this season's going to be great. I mean...
Really?
Hello?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Not really.
Hello? You might want to address the fact that you traded the superstar franchise player.
Generational player, yeah.
So no. He skips right over that part, which is, I mean, then he says, no one associated with the Mavericks, you have high expectations for the Mavericks, and I share them with you. When the results don't meet expectations, it's my responsibility to act. I've made the decision to part ways with general manager Nico Harrison. Though the majority of the 25-26 season remains to be played, and I know our players are deeply committed to winning a winning culture, this decision was critical to moving our franchise forward in a positive direction. I understand the profound impact these difficult last several months have had. Please know that I'm fully committed to the success of the Mavericks.
Sure. And I'd like my casino belt.
Even though I was convinced that Luka Doncic being traded was a good idea, signed off on it.
I mean, I can live in a world or see a world where whoever comes and takes this job, as long as the owner isn't the world's biggest dip-ass and doesn't meddle too much. I know. But I can see a world where as Cooper Flagg develops, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving both come back, and you still have Derek Lively, who's PJ Washington. Like there's structure there. Klay Thompson is still there and can still shoot the ball. Or do you go into a world where you just say, F it. You have your pick next year. Can you live in a world too where you say, you know what? See what we can get for Anthony Davis, tank this season, come back next year with another top three or four pick. And pair them with Kyrie. Kyrie is the veteran presence, and Cooper Flagg, or just kind of nurse Anthony Davis and Kyrie this year, and just kind of be like, guys, no rush back. And next year, you roll back with a seemingly healthy Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, and a top three pick. I mean, look, as far as general manager jobs that are open, I can see that being a place that makes sense.
What if they roll with your boy Olshay?
No, there you go.
Give him another crack. He brings in Al Farouq Aminu and runs it back with Mo Harkless.
Hey, we've run this lineup. The analytics tell us that this should be like a 52 win.
He goes and gets Zach Collins, Mace. Mace.
The Mason Plumlee model? I'm saying like that. Like in Dallas, as bad as this is right now and the fans are pissed, this is not like a bad situation in the NBA.
Well, they got lucky. They got Flag. So that was
just dumb luck or the NBA doing a wink, wink.
Exactly.
Nod.
That's another conspiracy.
Right, it's weird.
That's another arm of the conspiracy theory is that something happened where Nico was forced to trade Luka and the league said, hey, all right, here's the number one pick.
Well, with the sports betting stuff surfacing too, that ain't going away anytime soon.
But like when you want to talk about a bad situation, I give you New Orleans. I mean, my God. I mean, you want to talk about a place going nowhere fast. Yeah, they're like 2-8, like one of the worst teams in the NBA. And they're paid a bunch of money to fat Zion or skinny Zion. It doesn't matter. Either way, he's not on the floor.
Yeah, didn't they look good a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Pelicans might be the Supersonics in a couple of years, guys.
Yeah, they may just
That's true.
Yeah, they may just be gone.
Where would they go? Nashville?
No, Seattle.
Oh, back up to Seattle.
If they don't expand, maybe New Orleans. New Orleans is not that whole thing. Is just
they don't even.
That's like the worst situation.
Seems like they don't even care down
there.
And why would they? They have Siege.
No, Siege is gone, man.
He's in Washington. Where is he now? DC.
Yeah, he's in DC.
He's a wizard. He is in purgatory.
He's been in purgatory.
He's
a port. He has always been a purgatory type of player.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He's happy making $30 million.
Played alongside Lillard and,
The sad part is, on the right squad, he could have been a really nice piece, for a contending team. And he just never...
But see, I don't think he could. I think he is the type of player who is... He's a good player. Yeah. Make no mistake. He's earned every dollar that he's gotten. It's just that I think he's one of those guys that doesn't help people around him. Like he's not he's a dime a dozen NBA scorer, and he's somewhat of an inefficient one at that. And those guys are all over the league, and that's why good team. You see those guys cycle through bad teams. No. That's why the bad teams are the only place they're going to be allowed to do what they do. The good teams don't settle for it.
That's a valid point. I always thought being like the fourth best player on a title contending team, being a sixth man coming off the bench. Because CJ had some playoff moments. He can carry a second squad. I mean, you go back to that Denver series. I mean, CJ is a better player than people remember. He was really good. And I always thought with the right situation where he wasn't asked to carry the load, but to be an instant offense guy that could come in and run a second team. But you're right. At a lot of places, you can't afford that guy to be the fifth or sixth best player on the team. And when they do make the amount of money they make, you're right. They just cycle through. You know, there's a lot of guys in the league that score 19 a night that just cycle through bad teams.
He's like Rudy Gay.
Except with Rudy Gay was like long and could play multiple things.
He could play defense a little bit, defense, I think, too. Yeah. CJ couldn't.
Yeah.
But I just mean like Rudy Gay in that. Did Rudy Gay ever play for a good team?
Yes, because at the end of his career, he took minimum salaries to either play for the Spurs or the Warriors. I think it was the Spurs. And I would champion CJ to do that once. He wouldn't. He would not. So Rudy Gay, even him is a step above CJ.
Yeah, I know he played for the Spurs, but they weren't that good when he played there, were they?
Let's see what Rudy Gay ever did. I don't know if he ever won anything. I don't think so. Doesn't look like he ever won anything.
Well, I know
highlights.
He never won a title. I don't even think the Spurs were good when he was there. I remember them. He's like one of those.
Yeah. Made a lot of money, I bet, though.
Yeah, a lot of guys like that. Anyway, I think Siege is one of those.
2017 through 2021, he was in San Antonio.
Okay, were they any good?
I don't think so. I think that was that seems to be around the time where they were kind of flailing. That was post, you know, Kawhi and the thigh injury, and you know they were bad.
All right. Well, I got to get to the bottom of this before we break here. 2017 to 2021, Spurs, 47 wins, 48 wins, right. 32 wins, 33 wins.
Yeah, so, last playoff appearance was 2018, 2019.
So the definition of
first round and out. Yeah, that's CJ McCollum right there.
Yeah, someone bringing up like Kyle Kuzma. Yeah,
exactly.
They're all guys like that.
Kyle Kuzma is a great one.
And then a team like the Lakers, who have no assets, will trade for them and be like, and we'll be like, oh, those numbers are pretty good. And then they go to the Lakers and they stink. They do nothing.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma.
And then you wonder why.
Kyle Kuzma might be the poster child for this. But they're with an Instagram model and they wear real fancy clothes.
Yeah, and Siege makes wine, you know.
Someone said CJ had 40 the other night.
Smart guy. Oh, I'm sure he did. Did they win? What's their record?
I think they're like 2-8.
Exactly.
It's so bad down there.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Nico Harrison. Career over. Life comes at you fast when you trade a generational player.
I stand corrected. They're 1-10.
Yeah.
I was giving them.
He and the Wizards are perfect for one another.
I was giving them way, way too much credit.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.